Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us and starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way. In the drive-thru at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Russum.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are.
Russum sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's out in Claiborne County, not too far from where I'm from.
No.
So 8 miles south-southwest of Port Gibson on Highway 61. There it is.
Sounds exciting.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out, still go get some beef. Go to one of our great steakhouses across the state of Mississippi. They're everywhere. You can't miss them. And you can have a great meal each and every time with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. It's all right there for you at College Corner. The holidays are almost here. Do your shopping now. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but also how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to somebody who's going to have a relationship with you, not just your money. That's the kind of service you get when you deal with Priority One Bank. Priority One Bank, let them make you their priority. It is Friday. It's time for the three P's here on Thunder and Lightning, preview, playmaker, and predictions for Mississippi State versus Georgia. And Robbie, let's go back in time to June, July, something like that. And if I had told you you were going to, that at least I have, I don't, I assume you have, that we were going to wrestle with this prediction, that we weren't entirely sure which way we would predict this game, what would you have said in June, July, and August?
I would have said things have gone incredibly well for Mississippi State for us to do that. A lot like what we said in the offseason. We said if State's 4-0, we're going to predict Tennessee. And that's what we did. So at that point, if you told me that, I would say State's probably sitting there on the verge of bowl eligibility and have had a really successful season at that point. But it would have been fairly surprising, I think, if we would have come to that conclusion back then. Like, it's, this is as well as we could have thought it would have played out. And it's, that's what's kind of weird about this whole thing is people are frustrated. Fans are frustrated with the season in some ways. Mm-hmm. The fact that they weren't able to finish ball games against Tennessee and Texas and Florida. And if you had told every single Mississippi State fan before the season, you're going to be 5-4 after 9 games, just about everybody's going to take that. I mean, they just are. You and I predicted, you predicted 4 wins. I predicted 5. Mm. And if this is where they are preseason, you tell me they're 5-4 at this point, I'm saying the same thing I'm saying now. I think they win one more game at least to have a chance to get bowl eligible. I would be surprised if they didn't jump up and surprise one of these top 25 teams. So we're kind of back to square one with – you know, the not best case scenario. I think we might have been able to predict a little bit better, but just about best case scenario through 9 games.
I would have thought the world caught on fire.
Something has happened to Georgia. They're down to their fourth string quarterback. Their offensive line's decimated.
Yeah, like they shut down the university. Kirby Smart decided to join a cult, something. I don't know what you could have said that would have made me believe that I would wrestle with this game as much as I have, but that's where we are. Lebby talked about it on Monday, and when you look at last year's box score, two things stand out to you. Georgia could not be stopped offensively in that game. This might have been this in the Arkansas game were the low points of the year defensively. Carson Beck threw for 450 yards. State could not get a stop in this game. We know the defense is improved, though. We know that that is not the same defense as we saw a season ago. The other thing is, despite State's success in the air in that game and Michael Van Buren throwing for over 300 yards, State could not run the football that day. And so that's what we don't know about this game. Is last week, State could not run the football either. Albert Reese out for another week. Well, from what I'm hearing from Albert Reese, I don't know that he'll be back this season. He might, maybe if a State makes a bowl game, but that just, my sources are telling me could be out for an extended period on this one. I mean, there's only three games left, so how extended can you possibly be?
My only thing on that is, why would he put him as doubtful this week? Just about everybody that he does that with, they're like a week off.
We'll, I mean, we'll
I don't
see.
know, right?
We'll see. It does it.
I've heard some of the same stuff as well, but the doubtful thing makes me feel a little better about the next 2 weeks. I
It
don't know.
literally could just be something as simple as Albert Reese is like, "Don't put me as out. Let me see if I can get through it." Because Reese is a tough mofo, and he might just want to try to fight through it. We don't know if State's going to be able to run the ball on this Georgia defense. Georgia's been very good against the run this year. They have not been particularly good against the pass. You can hit some big passing plays against them. We discussed their struggles with pass rush. It's really weird that their defensive line is so good against the run and so average to below average against the pass, but that's where we are. So that's what we don't know, Robbie. Is Mississippi State going to be able to run the football in this game? So what do you think?
Yeah, that's the big question, and I certainly had my doubts without Albert Reese. When he has not been in the ball game, they have really struggled to run the football. That was seen at Texas A&M. That was seen fourth quarter against Tennessee, and we definitely saw it last week. Now, I think too, Arkansas was selling out to stop the run, and I think that they wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to be what beat them. I think Georgia can afford to have three or four people, maybe five people in the box and get away with it and still stop the run. That's kind of the thing with their defense. A very strange defense, by the way. I don't really understand it with Georgia. Glenn Schumann's a great defensive coordinator. They have the talent. And they're actually, they're one of the best teams in the conference in total defense. I think they're top three. They're top seven, I think, in scoring. Teams are not scoring a ton of points on them. They've been really good in the second half. They've only given up, I think, 58 points in the second half this season. They shut out Alabama and Auburn in the second half. They shut out Ole Miss in the fourth quarter. But for the first three quarters, Ole Miss scored a touchdown in every single possession. So I don't really understand this defense. They're last in the SEC in turnovers. They're last. They've only gotten two fumbles this season. They have four interceptions this season. So they don't turn
Oh,
teams
dear.
over. They're last in sacks, only team in the SEC without 10 plus sacks. I don't know about this defense. I don't understand how it ticks. I don't understand what they do, how they do it, but it's worked and they continue to win games. So I think State can score in this ball game. It would not shock me in the least if State's in the 30s again in this game. So that's the big thing is like they've got to capitalize on their possessions offensively, take care of the football, which everybody's been able to do against Georgia, but State cannot give them turnovers. If you give this team turnovers, you're done. State is not going to survive in this game if they turn the football over, especially multiple times. I don't see it because Georgia has been so efficient on the offensive side of the ball. I don't see Mississippi State being able to stay in this ball game if they're giving plays away. So, and it's not just turning the ball over. They've got to hit on the big shots down the field to Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans, and they've got to catch passes. They've got to make sure they're not having mistakes offensively with pre-snap penalties, holding calls, all that stuff. The offense has to be really efficient in this game to win it. But I do think they're going to be able to score on this defense. It's just going to be how much can they score and how often can they get Georgia's offense off the field.
You mentioned the how weird this defense is. So they're only four teams in the SEC giving up less than 100 yards rushing per game. Georgia is one of them. They're giving up 94 per game. But they're really middle of the pack when it comes to passing. I think they're eighth in passing defense in this conference. You mentioned the turnovers and the sacks. Those are things that have been Georgia hallmarks for a decade, is taking the ball away and just making the quarterbacks' lives miserable. And they just haven't been that. Funny enough, you remember I used to do this stat about State last year on defense and how far away they were from being 15th and versus first. So this year, State in total defense, they're 14th, right? But they're only about 100 yards away from being second. Okay.
And
Well,
this is exactly the scenario that we
we
talked
described.
about was like best case scenario for Mississippi State defense.
Last year, they were 100 yards away from being 15th.
Yeah.
So I mean that shows you that they're just
It really is. Even with them just still being a very average to below average defense and numbers, it has been a remarkable
huge turnaround.
turnaround. I mean, because, and that's what we talked about. That's exactly what we said. Can Mississippi State just be not a very good defense? And they're not a very good defense. I mean, let's just be honest about it, but they've made plays. It's a playmaking defense. And when you're able to make plays, when you're able to force turnovers, get interceptions, that they're getting more sacks now. I mean, look at the sack numbers right now.
Huge. And that's something
Now
I
they're
want to talk about when
10th in the
this comes.
SEC in sacks, and I think we had talked about can they get to like 12th. They're 10th in the SEC in sacks, but they're three behind Vanderbilt, who is eighth, and they're
Yeah.
one behind Ole Miss. Ole Miss had, I think, three players on their roster last year that had more sacks than Mississippi State's
Agree. I
team.
think believe that is correct. Yeah.
So State right now has twice as many sacks as Georgia, which had you told me that preseason, that would have been even crazier than you saying State has a chance to in this game. You know, like that, because they had a chance last year in the fourth quarter. They were in that game. Had you told me it was like back and forth who would win, I might consider that. But saying State has 10 more sacks than Georgia after recording, I think, 10 sacks all last year, that's amazing. So it's really remarkable what they've done just to make up ground and be a defense that's capable of getting off the field. And it's just like you talked about last week, getting off the field is important, but it's got to be at key moments of the game. I mean, you can look up and State's given up 35 points against Arkansas, and if you're just looking at the box score, you say that's not a very good day. But the way they closed that ball game made it a good day for the defense. They had three consecutive possessions with stops, and that brought the team back in the ball game. You can afford to give up, you know, points in this game to Georgia. You can afford to give up some big plays. They've got to get the key stops in this game, and that's what's going to be so huge because teams haven't been able to do that against Georgia. That they've had games where they've scored in the 20s. They did it last week. They had games where they weren't super impressive offensively, but when they need plays to be made, they go make them. State hasn't been able to do that consistently, but Georgia does. And they got a quarterback that does with his legs and with his arm, and they got pieces around him. So that's the key. The defense is going to have to force a key turnover here and there. They're going to have to get, punts and probably going to have to possess the football a little bit and keep that offense off the field and wear down that Georgia defense the best they can. If I'm Mississippi State, I don't want a game like Ole Miss and Georgia played, where it's kind of a shootout back and forth. Like State's defense is going to have to get stops, and I'm talking, 3 to 5 stops throughout the game to really have a shot.
Just looking at these numbers from last year, there really is something. State last year was giving up 456 yards per game. This year it's 368. That's a huge jump. The bigger jump is in scoring. Last year they were giving up 34.1 points per game. This year it's 24.7. 10 points per game. It's impossible to overstate how big a jump that is. And so.
And it's really like it's as simple as just saying they just got more talented and deeper. And
They did, but I think that some of the stuff Levy's talked about continuity and having that second year, I think he's
I think that's big.
I think he's correct
I
about
think
that.
I think all those players have gotten better. You look at Brylon Lanier, how much better he is this year.
He's playing in the regular position too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys like that on the defense. Corey Tillman's a better player this year. You know, guys on the defensive line. You added depth, you added talent.
Nine
Calvin
games.
Dinkins.
Yeah.
Calvin Dinkins being healthy has been huge.
Been huge. So I think that defensively, State's game plan needs to be kind of similar to what they did against Texas. They made Arch Manning's life a living hell for 3.5 quarters, and then the dam just kind of broke on them. But I think Stockton and Manning are similar quarterbacks. They can run, but they're not runners, if that makes sense. They have some mobility, but you can still get to them. Georgia's offensive line is good, but I think Mississippi State needs to play that same aggressive, get-after-it game plan. Let Kelly Jones, you know, do his work down the field, erasing things. Your safeties have been good this year. Jerron Manning looking like he's going to play. I would be as aggressive as all get out against this Georgia team and try to force as many negative plays as you can. Because if you just try to, you know, second and seven, third and three them to death, they'll convert those. You've got to put them in negative situations.
Yeah, no, I don't think that you can just sit back and try to keep everything in front of you with them. I just don't think that's going to work in this game. Gunnar Stockton is a really good game manager quarterback. He's been the most efficient quarterback in the league this year, leading the league in a completion percentage, one of the tops in the country, 70% a game, or on the season, I guess. And he can beat you with his legs. He has 7 touchdowns rushing. He's rushed for almost 300 yards. And then they have a really good freshman running back. They kind of have a two-headed monster back there at running back. They got 2 really good tight ends. They got receivers, a big physical offensive line. This isn't a team that I think State can just sit back and try to stop the run and you know, try to keep everything in front of them. I just don't think that that works in this game. That I think that plays into Georgia's favor, and all that really does is wear this defense down. And by the fourth quarter, that's why this team has been so good in the fourth quarter. So they're going to have to force some negative plays. They're going to have to force turnovers and hope the crowd gets into the head of Gunnar Stockton, which is going to be tough because he's really handled the road well this year. What they did at Tennessee, I mean, they were getting overwhelmed early on in that game, and they just settled in. It's just a team that it's going to be a four-quarter battle for Mississippi State to win a game like this. It's just a very tough team to kill.
Aggressive defensive game plan, and then offensively trying to – it's all about that balance on offense. They've got to be able to run the football. You know, and I always go back to something what Leach used to say. It's just, you know, balance is just being able to do what you want to do. All right? It doesn't necessarily mean you got 200 rushing and 200 receiving. It just means that when I want to run the football, I'm getting 4, 5, 6 yards. When I want to throw the football, I'm getting 10, 11, 12 yards. I'm not getting 2 yards a rush. I'm not getting 5 yards a pass. And so if State can have that kind of balance, the thing we know about this is a, you know, is a, call it an early thing that is true. If you can protect Blake Shapen, Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson will get open. They will
yes.
get open. Nobody can stay with those two guys. So I look at this matchup with Georgia's defensive line that can't get after the quarterback. State's offensive line has struggled to protect. If State can win this battle, they can win this game. And it really is as simple as that for me. And then you kind of hit on it, and it's what I asked about. I talked to Jeff Lebby yesterday on Sports Talk Mississippi. That interview is now available on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed just below this show. And I asked him, I was like, you know, when you watch your team play, it is every game is about what you guys are doing or not doing. Like, I don't feel in any game where it's the other team has imposed its will upon you. Not one time. And he agreed, obviously. And he said, you know, how can you watch us and not say that? So, again, you know, last week State played pretty clean. They did have the one turnover, but they limited the penalties. The
mistake, 4 penalties.
Yeah. They kicked 1 field goal, and it was good. There just weren't the same amount of mistakes. They didn't have the same drops and all that. They just played a much cleaner game. And even though it was close, they still won. They won the game because they didn't make the mistakes. If State can do the same thing, and Georgia's going to pressure you, they're going to put you into more situations where you can make mistakes. But if State can play clean, State can win this football game.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, I think some things have to go their way. I don't think straight up it's going to be tough. You know, Georgia playing its best game, Mississippi State playing its best game it's going to be very difficult for state to win that. But I think that you'll have to have some things fall your way, and that's with any upset. I mean, that's with any upset in history. The other team has had to make some mistakes. That's just how it goes. This is one of the best coached teams in America. Kirby Smart is one of the best head coaches in the United States. And they've been so well coached on the defensive side. I think Glenn Schumann's probably next in line to get, he'll probably get a Power Five job if I had to guess this year. It'd be shocking if he misses this cycle too, with all the openings. Mike Bobo has been good this year. I am not a fan of Mike Bobo's offense.
Calm down now.
He
You're
has.
right,
He's
though.
been
You're right.
good.
You're
He's
right. He's been
caught.
good.
This is the same offense that they've had. And to me, this is maybe not as talented as a group as he's had. You look at the skill set of Carson Beck and some of those guys. Like, I don't think Gunnar Stockton is as talented physically as Carson Beck, but he's been a better quarterback and the system has fit him well. And Bobo's called some good games. So I'll give him credit. This has been two well-coached units. And Kirby Smart just finds ways to win. So Georgia's going to have to mess up a little bit in this game, and State's going to have to play a fairly clean game. But I think State can be in this ball game in the fourth quarter and have a chance. And that's where you got to get it to have an upset. You got to get in the fourth quarter and be within striking distance. And playing at home with that atmosphere, you never know.
There's only one kind of person that thinks State won't be in the game. Look, State might not be in the game in the fourth quarter. That's a possibility. But to sit here on Thursday and say, oh, there's no chance, you haven't watched State play this year. They've been
Yeah.
in every game. They haven't
Been
been
in every
blown out,
game.
except for the Texas A&M game. But hey, they were in that game late, and it just got away from them. So there's no reason, as we sit here today, to have the idea that this game is going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be close. State's 8-1 against the spread this year, so they're probably going to cover again. I think that that's going to be. I definitely think that's going to be the case this weekend with Mississippi State and Georgia. So let's move into our playmakers and prediction. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother in the heart of the Cotton District. I know that this is a huge weekend in Starkville. We got all this great stuff going on. Your boy Hardy playing in the Junction on Saturday. That was announced yesterday. The Cotton District is going to be a massive party all weekend long. Be a part of it and enjoy some great times. But more importantly, enjoy great food at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Two fantastic restaurants. They're right next door to each other. If you're in the Cotton District and it's lunchtime, it's dinner time, you need to head to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Hey, brother.
I had to break out the MP3 yesterday. So,
Oh, yeah, because I forgot Future Brian was in.
yeah, Future Brian had covered
I
the
was just thanking God that it was a little touch and go there for a second on the second half.
He addressed that.
I was just thanking God that we didn't sit here and go like, yeah, I think this team's an NCAA tournament team. Everything looks great.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the bettors.
Well, I got to tell you, it was kind of funny, and we'll get back into the ad read. So at the end of the game, State gets the ball with like 25 seconds left, up 24. The line is 24 and a half. Half the students were yelling, shoot, and half were saying, hold it. It was really, really funny. There was like a
Yeah, and then
shoot.
they started booing.
Yeah, they were like, if you had bettors on either side going at each other, I thought it was funny.
What a bad beat. That's got to make SVPs
It might. It might.
bad beats.
Well, I think it would have. I think a lot of people took the points. They
You
took
think so? They would. They
24
took
and a
the
half.
under.
It's a lot of points.
They
And
went under on that.
I think, well, no, not the over under, because the over under
No, but
didn't.
just take the points.
Yeah, it was 24 and a half. I think a lot of people took North Alabama. So if stated.
I thought it was high. I thought it was high.
If State had just like, messed around and thrown a shot up there at the end and had gone in, that would have been an all-time bad beat. All right. What's not a bad beat, what's not a bad gamble is working with Advantage Business Systems because you have insurance. Insurance at the blackjack table is a sucker's bet. But when we're talking about making these kind of purchases, you want to have the insurance that you, maybe it's assurance that you are going to have service after the sale. You get that with Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Marine & Co., that's the place to go. for all Mississippi State gear that you're looking for. This holiday season, Christmas is coming up. If you got to put MSU gear under the tree, you need to get a maroon and white Christmas going. Start it off at Maroon & Co. Interlocking, M over S, state script, maroon, white, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to take 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before your next trip to Davis-Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. We will be at Scruggs Farm and Lawn, at least I will be at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden on November the 19th to start their holiday sale off. And guys, they're going to have deals all over the place, but specifically for John Deere. Low financing, long-term financing, it's all right there for you, and you can get that John Deere commercial mower that you want. If you're wanting to have a John Deere green Christmas, start with it at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Saltillo, Mississippi, Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the great state of Mississippi, you need to know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. They have been serving landowners just like you for many years. They have the full-service land and timber company. If you've got 100 acres, if you've got a few thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make smart, sustainable decisions. Whatever it is you're looking to do right now, if you're planning your final harvest, if you're doing plantation thinning, timber management, developmental harvesting, or whether you're just trying to manage your forest for the long term, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you maximize your return and protect your land. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. Offensive playmaker time, my friend. What do you got?
Offensive playmaker, I think I'm going to go with Brennan Thompson in this game. I think there's going to be some shots downfield. I think it's going to be difficult to run the football on Georgia. You know, State's just has not had the ability to run the ball as much when Albert Reese has been out. It's crazy a right tackle makes that much of an impact.
Don't get it.
In the run game. But it has. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do in the run game. We'll see. Maybe they get it together and those guys are playing more snaps together. Maybe they start to emerge. But I think there's going to be some plays down the field. And Brennan Thompson is going to have opportunities. Now, this might be a smarter defensive staff because you have Kirby Smart, who's the head coach, that's probably dissected this thing. And him and Schumann have been talking about this all week. They're going to try to do everything they can to keep those big plays from happening. So we'll see how that goes. But I think Brennan Thompson has a chance to have another big game. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't shock me to see Anthony Evans do the same. Going up against his former team, he's going to have, you know, a lot of pride going into this game, and he's going to want to have a big game against his former team. So I think either one of those guys would be an excellent choice.
All right. I'm going to go – we talked about it earlier. The running game is so key, all right? So maybe I'm kind of projecting here. My thought is if State wins, Devon Booth had to have had a big game. Fluff Both will probably have to have a big game too. I just like Booth's big play capability here. I think he can give you just a little bit more of that. This is a game where State needs to get explosive plays. I don't see them being able to just nickel and dime Georgia up and down the field. They're going to have to get those big plays. The good news is very few teams in the country better at beginning the big play than Mississippi State. And Devon Booth in the running game can provide those. So he is going to be my offensive playmaker. But defensively?
Defensively, I thought we saw a breakout game the other day from Malik Sylla. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Sylla here because I think that they're going to bring pressure like you talked about earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to create some negative plays and see what happens. They're going to send Sylla a lot in this ball game. And it feels like he's starting to kind of get into a groove here. He had a good game against Texas, mm-hmm. getting after Arch Manning. He's had a few flashes this year, but the other day he was really good against Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I think his snaps continue to increase because it looks like State's starting to bring a little more pressure. So I'm going to go with him. I think Malik still has a really good ball game and helps Mississippi State in a big way.
So we're kind of on the same page because another guy who had a breakout game in the Texas game was Darian Gillette, and that's where I'm going as well. One of those two guys, I think State's game plan will be similar to what they did against Texas. They'll rush the passer. So Silla and Gillette, they're going to have to accumulate some sacks and some hurries. I'm just going to go with Gillette on this one. But either one of those choices, we're kind of on the same plate. It's kind of in the same place there. State's pass rush is going to be a big, big key on Saturday. Who's your X factor?
My X factor in this game, I'm going to go with Anthony Evans. I didn't make him my playmaker, but there could be a big play in this ball game that he creates. And just he is starting to feel more and more comfortable in this offense. They're finding him. His relationship with Blake Chapin has been huge in his production as well. I think he has a big play in this game that helps shift it in Mississippi State's favor if they're able to win this game.
Yeah, this is the same choice for me. I mean, how can you not pick him going against his former team? A chance, like we said, if State can protect Chapin and Georgia's pass rush has not been good this year, these plays are going to be available down the field. So Thompson, obviously, but Evans against his old squad, I have to think he wants to go out there and prove a point and give him six, seven catches and go over 100 yards, see if he can get another score. Yeah, Anthony Evans to me felt like an easy choice for the playmaker, for my X factor. Prediction time. Like I said, I know you've wrestled with it, so have I. Where did you end up?
Yeah, I feel really good about the direction of this program. It's a little unfortunate it has to be a top five team you're playing right after that win, but I don't think that a win is totally out of the question either. Like, this is such a different time in college athletics when normally we would look at this game and we would say there's no chance State's going to win this game against a top five Georgia team. There's hope. Like, there really is. Like, I can make a case for Mississippi State winning this game against national title contender in Georgia. I just don't know if they're going to have enough to do it. And I don't know if it's the offensive side that's going to be the biggest issue or the defensive side. I think not being able to run the ball could be a problem for consistently putting together scoring drives. And then what they do in offense, it's been very difficult to get them off the field. So that's the big question for me, is whether or not State's defense is going to be able to go toe to toe with them on offense and get off the field enough to be able to win this game. And they've been so good at finding ways to win games. Mississippi State has been bad at that. I know that changed against Arkansas, but the matchup in that area is still fairly large. So I think State's going to be in this game. I think in the second half, they're going to be right there, but I think Georgia is going to create a little bit of distance. I'm going to say Georgia wins 35-24.
Okay.
So State doesn't cover, which would be just the second time this year. They're 8-1 against the spread, which is just unbelievable. And they were good last year, too.
All right, 35-24 Georgia. That's Robbie's prediction. I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to pull the trigger on this. I've talked myself
Oh,
into
wow. You talked yourself into a win.
I have. I've talked I just I see this Georgia defense. They can't get after the passer. That makes me think that these big plays are going to be there for Mississippi State. The way State played defensively against Texas up until it got away from them, and I think Texas is a little more explosive on offense than is Georgia. State's going. I've been saying for weeks that State's going to get one of these four home games. I still think they have a great chance in the Egg Bowl, but I've talked myself into an upset here, and so be it. If I'm wrong, I'll just be wrong on this one. 31-27, Mississippi State gets the win over the Georgia Bulldogs. That's
Oh my goodness. You know what I do think?
People
I've
are going to
shared this
ask if
in
I've been body snatched. They're going to be like, who's that
I
guy?
what has happened here?
Bring
I
the stat
shared
guy
this
back.
in another I shared this in a couple of my groups this week. And I like it, it's just a karma thought. Good karma happening in Mississippi State's favor here. So 2 weeks ago, Brandon Walker came to Mississippi State and was like the talk of Barstool. Look how much fun Brandon's having. He's fishing. He's riding four-wheelers. He went to Anthony's. They got camera guys on him. He's hanging out with Jake Mangum and Hardy. They're running up and down the sidelines doing backflips, and then devastation. And he was the court jester of Barstool.
Right.
Dave Portnoy's calling him out, talking trash about him. Josh Pate said he's the reason that Mississippi State lost.
Right.
Brandon talked Barstool into coming to Starkville this week and coming down here and seeing the sights, just taking it in and give it a fair assessment, all that stuff. What if, Brian, what if the tables turn this week? What if while Dave Portnoy, Big Cat, Brandon, all these people are down here, they have a great experience in Starkville. They enjoy their time here over the last couple of days, and Mississippi State pulls off the upset. What a story. What a story of redemption for Mississippi State, for Brandon Walker, for
Oh.
everyone, and for all those people that said it's a bad thing that Barstool's coming here, they're just going to trash us, all that stuff. What if it's the exact opposite? What if this is the turning point for Mississippi State's program? So I'm
What
going to give two
if
different.
eight wins? What if we win?
Yeah, what if, I'll give both perspectives here.
There you go.
So it could, this could be, it's not quite as big as 2014 Auburn,
No.
but you remember the atmosphere and how
Yes.
everything was building. Like it's kind of building
Well, that could
similarly.
be, that could be, this could be the A&M game.
Yeah.
And then Ole Miss could be the Auburn game. So
Yeah,
you do have
could
the
be.
Missouri game in between, but we'll see.
It would be, but this would be a great time to get that sixth win.
I just
You
feel
get the
like,
sixth win off your back. You got bowl eligibility with two games left. Like, think about the freedom the team would be playing with at that point.
I got a feeling in my bones. Maybe it's just sciatica. I don't know, but that's where we're going with this one. I'm gonna take the
I'll
bull.
say this. I have felt better about this game this week than I have the last 3 weeks
Yeah.
about Mississippi State.
I
I
agree.
have felt,
Because they
and
won.
maybe it's just, maybe it's just like it's kind of a, there's like really no pressure to win.
You saw the ball go in the basket, Robbie. That's what it
Yeah,
is. They
they
won.
won.
Now you think, okay, they've got some momentum. So what the hell? I'm gonna pull the trigger. Here we go.
Go
All right.
ahead.
Let's see here. Like I said, Jeff Lebby interview just down the way. Please check that out and enjoy it. Saturday after the game, Thunder and Lightning post game live from the Davis Wade press box, and then Robbie and I'll be back on Sunday for the recap. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.